إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Wherever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. The Muslims, we cannot emphasize enough amongst ourselves the importance of learning the belief of the Muslims. And we were just doing this just a few weeks ago as we took a look at the belief of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, as he teaches us our belief in accordance to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentioned the statement of one of the people of knowledge who came before him, and that is Ibn Uyayna. And today we like to take a look at his belief, which has been narrated by the same collector in his book Sharh Usul I'tiqadi Ahl Sunnati Wal Jama'a. And this is by Imam Al-Lalakai rahimahullah, who brings his chain to the authority of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah. Qala As-Sunnatu Ashara فمن كن فيه فقد استكمل السنة ومن ترك منها شيئا فقد ترك السنة. إثبات القدر وتقديم أبي بكر وعمر والحوض والشفاعة والميزان والصراط والإيمان قول وعمل والقرآن كلام الله وعذاب القبر والبعث يوم القيامة ولا تقطعوا بالشهادة على المسلم أو لا تقطعوا بالشهادة على مسلم أو كما قال سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله. He says the sunnah is 10. Whoever has these characteristics, then he has completed the sunnah. And whoever leaves off any of these characteristics has left off the sunnah to establish the divine decree, to give precedence to Abu Bakr and Umar, the pool, the intercession, the scales, the bridge. And faith is the statement and action. The Quran is the speech of Allah. Punishment of the grave. Resurrection on the day of resurrection, and not to bear decisive witness against a Muslim. This is the belief of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, as he teaches us the belief of the Muslims here in 10 short points. But first let's take a look at who Sufyan ibn Uyayna is rahimahullah, so that we can understand the importance or feel comfortable with what is being taught to us, as we did with the Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, his kunya is Abu Muhammad, and his name is Sufyan, and he's Ibn Uyayna, who's his father, who's Ibn Abi Amran, or Maymun, who is his grandfather. He's Al-Hilali, this is his family name, or his tribal name, Al-Hilali. Al-Kufi, because he was born in Kufa. Al-Makki, because he spent the rest of his life in Mecca, rahimahullah. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he was born 107 Hijra. And this was in the early days of Islam, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam died after the 10 Hijra, 11 Hijra. And we see Sufyan is born less than 100 years after the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this places him from amongst the first three outstanding generations of the Muslims that I mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah an Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم متفق عليه. Abdullah, and this is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrates on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, the best of humanity is my generation, then the generation that followed them, then the generation that followed them. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he was in that third generation. And we see this as Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he learned Islam from the people who came before him. And from amongst those people is Amr ibn Dinar. And he was from amongst the Tabi'een. As Amr ibn Dinar, he narrates on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, and on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he narrates on the authority of Jabir, and on the authority of Abu Huraira and Anas, and some of the other Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he narrates on the authority of Amr ibn Dinar. And we can see this in one of the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Where Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he says, حَدَّثَنَا عَلِي بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا سُفْيَانَ عَنْ عَمْرٍ سَمِعَ جَابِرًا يَقُولُ دَخَلَ رَجُلٌ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالنَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَخْطُبُ فَقَالَ أَصَلَّيْتَ قال لا قال قم فصلي ركعتين. This is from the narration of Imam al-Bukhari, and it's also collected by Imam Muslim, where Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he says that it was narrated to us by Ali ibn Abdullah, who said that it was narrated to us by Sufyan, and this is our Sufyan ibn Uyayna, who said that it was who narrates on the authority of Amr, and this is Amr ibn Dinar, who heard Jabir radiallahu anhu, and this is Jabir ibn Abdullah, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, a man entered the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the khutbah, and he said, did you make salat? Meaning to the man who entered the masjid and sat down. He said, no. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stand up and offer two raka'ah. This is collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. At any rate, here we see that Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he narrates on the authority of Amr ibn Dinar, on the authority of Jabir, on the authority of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this shows that he is close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as his chain, or the chain of narrators between him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is only two. From amongst his sheikhs is Asim ibn Abi Nujud. And this Asim ibn Abi Nujud, we know him because we recite from the recitation of Hafs and awesome. Maybe you heard this, or you might see in the Quran that we recite, the Quran from the recitation of Hafs on awesome. And this is the Asim ibn Abi Nujud, who is from amongst the sheikhs or the scholars that Sufyan ibn Uyayna learned from. And Asim ibn Abi Nujud, he narrates on the authority of Abu Abdurrahman As-Sulami, who narrates on the authority of Uthman ibn Affan, who narrates on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who narrates on the authority of Jibreel alayhi salam, who narrates on the authority of our Lord Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is one of the narrations of how the Quran came to us. And this shows the caliber of the people of knowledge, or the sheikhs, that Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he learned from, and he learned from others. From amongst his students, from amongst those who are famously known to us, from the students of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, is Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. And also from his students is Ahmed ibn Hanbal, or the author of the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. Also from amongst his students is Abdul Razzaq and Ibn Abi Shayba, and both of them have books called the Musannaf. And these are collections of hadith that we still have available with us today that the Muslims use and benefit, walhamdulillah, to know the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. Also, from amongst his students is Al-Humaydi. Al-Humaydi, this name might not sound familiar to us, but he is from amongst the sheikhs of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. And Al-Humaydi, he also has a collection of hadith, and it's called the Musnad of Al-Humaydi. And these are just some of the sheikhs of some of the students of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, and their other students like Ali ibn al-Madini. And this is the man that Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, I don't feel inferior to anyone except to Ali ibn al-Madini rahimahullah. And this shows his caliber, and this shows the level of knowledge also of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, as he produced the likes of these students that we mentioned. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he began to study Islam as a young boy. As he began to learn Islam in 119 Hijra or 120 Hijra, and this means that when he started to learn the hadith at the age of 12 or 13, it meant that he memorized the Quran before that, because they weren't able to sit in the classes of hadith until they memorized the Quran. And in this also is an encouragement for our children to memorize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Quran, at a young age, like 10 or 11 or 12 years old, of which it would not interfere if they like to study any other science of the worldly affairs that they like afterwards. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he became one of the great scholars of Islam, and the people used to come to see him from all over the world. And because he lived a very long life of over 90 years, rahimahullah, as it says, wallahu a'lam, that he met the elders and he met the youth, rahimahullah, because he lived so young, so long, and he studied when he was young, rahimahullah. So he met the likes of the Tabi'een, and also he met some of the great scholars of Islam, as we have mentioned them, whose names are known to the Muslims and will be known afterwards for their preservation of the Sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, this is just a brief biography of him so that we can know who he is. And Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he describes him as Sufyan ibn Uyayna, I never saw anyone more knowledgeable of the understanding or the meanings of the hadith, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, than Sufyan. And others from amongst the scholars, they describe him that there was no one more knowledgeable of the tafsir of the Quran than Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah. He was a scholar of Allah's book and the sunnah of his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he's teaching us, the Muslims, the belief. So here we take one of the beliefs of the Muslims that has been written over 1200, close to 1300 years ago, and we can learn our belief from him so that we hold the correct belief. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he says that the sunnah is 10, Whoever is described with them, then he has completed the sunnah. And whoever leaves off any one of them, then he has left off the sunnah. The word the sunnah, it has different meanings, or sunnah, it has different meanings in Islam. As we know from the first meanings of the word, a sunnah is that which is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his physical characteristics, or from his statements, or from his actions, or from his tacit approvals, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is known as the sunnah. Also, the word as sunnah, it means that which is recommended, or as we say, mandub or mustahab. The sunnah, it also carries this word. As we say, it's recommended, as we say, it's recommended to make 2 raka'ah or 4 raka'ah after the Salatul Jumu'ah. And this is the sunnah, or meaning this is encouraged or recommended in Islam. Sunnah, it also has the opposite meaning of bid'ah, meaning that's bid'ah and that's the sunnah. A bid'ah is an innovation in the deen, a blameworthy innovation that has no basis in Allah's book or from the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sunnah is that which is established in the Quran and the sunnah. The sunnah, it also has the meaning of Islam or the deen. And from this meaning, wallahu a'lam, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he takes this word, the sunnah. And some of the scholars of Islam, and especially the scholars of hadith, they use the word as sunnah to refer to aqidah, or to the belief of the Muslims. And we hope this is the case of Sufyan ibn Uyayna when he says, the sunnah are 10. Meaning these are the 10 fundamental beliefs of the Muslim. Whoever has them, then he has completed the sunnah, meaning he has a good and proper belief in Islam. And whoever leaves off one has left off the sunnah, meaning whoever leaves off one of these points, then his belief is not a correct belief. This is from the aqidah of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, one of the great scholars of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to correct our belief. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله, he says, is translated, the sunnah is 10. Whoever is described with them, then he has completed the sunnah. And whoever is left off any of them, then he has left off the sunnah to establish the divine decree. This means to believe in the Qadr, or to believe that Allah has decreed everything that will take place before it takes place, and that nothing takes place except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed that it would take place, and He knew that it would take place before it has taken place. This is belief in the Qadr. Unfortunately, some of the Muslims and the early generations of Islam have deviated from the sunnah as they disbelieved in the Qadr. And we all know, and we might narrate this later inshallah ta'ala in another khutbah, we know the hadith of Jibreel that's narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where Jibreel came to teach you your deen, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned belief that iman or faith is belief in the Qadr, the good of it and the bad of it. That hadith was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar on the authority of his father Umar, on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there were a group of people who disbelieved in the Qadr. So establishing the belief in the Qadr and giving precedence to Abu Bakr and Umar, meaning after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are no two men with more precedence and greater favor in this deen of al-Islam than Abu Bakr and Umar. And we've mentioned some of those hadith, and we'll try to mention some of them at another time inshallah ta'ala, that establishes this point. And this is also a point of clarification, as unfortunately we have people living today, and we just met some of them unfortunately at the store recently. Someone, he said, I'm Muslim but I'm Shia. We say, why don't you love Abu Bakr and Umar? He doesn't love Abu Bakr and Umar, and he doesn't love many of the Sahaba. Rather, he has the belief of his filthy leader who died. May Allah give him what he deserves. And this was the late Khomeini of Iran. The late Khomeini, he said, when he gets the opportunity to go to Al-Madinah, he will dig up the grave of the two homosexuals, Abu Bakr and Umar. This is the correct belief, that there is no precedence in Islam to any individuals above the precedence of Abu Bakr and Umar for their place and status with the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Belief in the hawd, or belief in the pool. The pool or the hawd, maybe we know it, as some of the ulama explained, by the other name, from the verse of Allah Ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, or the kawthar. And some of the ulama, they say that the kawthar is the hawd, or this is the pool, or the body of water that will be presented to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Muslims who stay away from bid'ah, they will drink from this hawd in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to drink from the hawd, and may Allah save us from falling into bid'ah in this world that will prevent us from drinking from the hawd of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the next, shafa'ah, or belief in intercession. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be able to intercede on Yawm al-Qiyamah for the sinners from amongst the Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that we might go straight to Jannah and be saved from any testing or trials. To believe in the mizan, or the scales, and that is that our statements and our actions and our bodies and our book of deeds will be placed in the scales. And if our scales are heavy with good deeds, then we'll be from amongst the people of Jannah. And if our scales are light with good deeds and heavy with bad deeds and disbelief, then we'll be from amongst the people of the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our scales weighty with good belief and good righteous deeds. To believe in the sirat, or the bridge that crosses over Jahannam. And we believe here that everyone will cross over the sirat, over the bridge of Jahannam. And then we'll bring, inshallah ta'ala, some of the hadith that gives the characteristics or the description of this sirat, and that it's very thin, and that it has large hooks and thorns on it, and that the people will cross over the bridge or the sirat according to their deeds, and some of the people will be thrown off of the sirat into the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success to cross the sirat. From amongst the beliefs of the Muslims, as Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he explains, is that iman, or faith, is a statement and an action. As we explained also in the Aqeedah of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, it's not sufficient for you to just say you're Muslim, but you have to act like one too. As Islam is not just a lip service statement on our tongues, but it's actions with our body parts. And to believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah, meaning this is not the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is the divine, revealed, inspired speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not created. To believe in the punishment of the grave, and this means that the people will be punished in their graves before the day of resurrection. And this can be for Muslims as well as for disbelievers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the punishment of the grave. And to believe in al-ba'th, or resurrection, on the day of resurrection. And that is that the people who die, and we will all die, that we will be brought back to life again and to be judged. And that this is from amongst the beliefs of the Muslims. And not to give a decisive witness on the Muslim. This means, wallahu a'lam, this means that the Muslim does not determine who's from the people of Jannah and who's from amongst the people of the fire. And this is when it refers to the Muslim, that we don't judge the Muslims like that, but rather we hope for the good for the Muslims in the hereafter if they do good, and we are fearful of them if they do bad. And likewise, we are fearful for those who mostly do wrong, and we are hoping that the little good that they do is accepted. This is what is meant by his statement, we don't give decisive witness over the Muslim, and Allah knows best, but that we desire and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the good from the Muslims and he overlooks their bad, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from them their bad deeds and accepts from them their good deeds. And this is the meaning that we don't give decisive witness over a Muslim, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the one who knows who is in Jannah and he knows who's in the fire. And we ask Allah for Jannah and to save us from the fire, except for those people who Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed that are in Jannah. And we'll bring inshallah ta'ala some of those hadith, as we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Abu Bakr is in Jannah and Umar is in Jannah. And we also know from reading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Quran, that Abu Lahab is in the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fire. This is the aqidah or the belief of Sufyan ibn Uyayna. And this is the belief of the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be characterized with these beliefs, so that we can complete the sunnah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being ignorant of these points, so that we would have left the sunnah. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us knowledge of the deen. Allahumma rabbi zidna ilma. Our Lord, increase us in knowledge. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for jannah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. Hatha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillah.